The Menhaden Advisory Committee met in the North Ballroom of the Royal Sonesta for its annual meeting. This time, members were joined by something new, an audience.
Some unusually large audience participation, which we appreciated having.
The committee is made up of industry and state representatives from the Gulf region. They sat in a horseshoe formation in the middle of the room with a podium at the opening reserved for public comment, the first time that's been allowed. Who wants to sit in a room listening to a bunch of guys talk about Menhaden catch projections for 2014? Well, a bunch of people.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann Caffone. I'm the executive director of the Recirculating Farms Coalition, and we work with water-based growers in hydroponics, aquaponics, and recirculating aquaculture.
Mary Ann is one of those who pushed to speak at this year's meeting. She's been following the Menhaden industry for years and breaks down why these fish are so important.
These are small fish that live in the Gulf of Mexico, and they're the base of the food chain, which means their primary existence is to be eaten by other fish and marine wildlife like dolphins and seabirds like brown pelicans. So they're very important as a food source, but they're also really unique because they filter the waters in the Gulf.
Okay, menhaden are crucial to the ecosystem, but they're an important catch for commercial fishermen too.
Hi, my name is Ben Landry, Director of Public Affairs for Omega Protein. Our primary animal nutrition products are a fish meal that goes to swine diet, goes to aquaculture, high in pet foods, your dog foods that you see in most grocery stores. We also have
Omega Protein is one of two companies that make up the entire Gulf menhaden fishing industry. The other is Daybrook Fisheries. They turn menhaden into products, food for livestock and pets, and things for humans like margarine and fish oil pills. Last year, almost 500 metric tons were fished off the coast of Louisiana alone. Marianne Caffone worries menhaden are overfished.
I think we really need to, at this point, especially after I've seen the landings data for this year, discuss how many menhaden need to be left in the Gulf of Mexico, not just to reproduce themselves over time, but to provide those various services that we sorely need, like as a food source and as a filter feeder and a variety of other things.
Another concern is bycatch, other species caught unintentionally. The large nets set out in open water to ensnare menhaden also trap anything swimming along with them, like redfish. Markham Dixon spoke up about that at the meeting.
I'm out there in Breton Sound working, seeing a lot of the menhaden boats hauling out there. And last year, there was a pretty significant redfish kill out there. You know, thousands and thousands of dead mature redfish just floating in this bycatch bogey foam and with the bogeys.
He's a charter fisherman who works out of Shell Beach in St. Bernard Parish.
People believe that there's two different types of people. There's conservationists who care about the life of animals, and there's harvesters that care about the money you can make for harvesting them. And there's a lot of people in between.
The industry says overfishing and bycatch are under control. Committee Chair Ron Lukens.
The National Marine Fisheries Service has said bycatch in the menhaden fishery does not rise to the level of a management concern. So we don't worry too much about it from a scientific standpoint.
Ben Landry from Omega Protein is the first to admit the science isn't perfect, but it's what the industry has to go on.
In a perfect world, fisheries management could account for all the fish, and it's just simply not there. I mean, there's not reliable science to project how many redfish are taking how many menhaden in the Gulf, but we think it's better to rely on the best available science and not what could be affecting the population.
Others feel there are better ways to see exactly how much is being caught of what. Charter fisherman Markham thinks that more monitoring on the boats will lead to more reliable data.
So right now, like I had an argument with one of the guys, and neither of us knew. In the end, he's saying, you don't know if we killed those redfish. When I was saying, well, you don't know if you killed them. We don't know. That is, in order to know, we need to check those nets. Because I can't figure out how else so many would be dying us not knowing.
Marianne Caffone wants the commercial fishing companies to consider more than their catch.
Most fisheries managers interpret the science as the population of menhaden is just fine.
They're not thinking of menhaden in relation to the things they eat or that eat them, the pelicans, dolphins, other sea life.
So our hope for the outcome of this meeting is eventually to get the commission to recommend what we're calling an ecosystem-based plan, and then also base an annual cap, an annual limit, on how many can be caught in accord with that plan.
Texas placed a cap on menhaden a number of years ago in response to a public push. With the majority of menhaden caught off the coast of Louisiana, watchdogs of water ecosystems want the same here. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.